You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This Sunday, David Osit's documentary Mayor will be screened at the Capitol in Balmoral. The film looks at the life of Musa Hadid, the charismatic mayor of Palestinian city Ramallah, who aspires to lead the city into the future despite Israeli occupation. The event has been set up by Tamaki Loves Palestine and Palestinian Youth Aotearoa, two New Zealand-based groups who exist to support Palestinians and share the aim to free Palestine from Israeli occupation. I spoke to Palestinian Youth Aotearoa's Fathi Hasnaya and Tamaki Loves Palestine's Robin Wilson-Whiting about the film screening project. The first voice you will hear is Fathi's. We speak about the work of his group, PYA, and the situation in Palestine.
Earlier this year, we saw a number of protests take place across New Zealand as conflict surged between Israel and Palestine. Leaders of the rallies were calling for New Zealand to clarify its position regarding the recognition of Palestine as a state. Could you speak to the situation in Palestine currently?
So the current situation is it has never really stopped, right? So the occupation, yeah. What happens there has continued over the last 60, 70 years, but it's always been on different scales. There's always been something different happening. Mm-hmm. What happened recently in April, May, was there's a court order that was going to start reinforcing, removing people out of their homes in East Jerusalem, in Sheikh Jarrah and Silwan, which are neighborhoods in East Jerusalem that are around the old city, around the Al-Aqsa Mosque. So, and they were starting to evict people through a court order. So the families living there, they decided to take it up to social media, go to TikTok, go to Instagram, go to YouTube and raise awareness. This is what's happening. And so people in Palestine and started, okay, protesting about a current affair that was happening. While other protests were ongoing, that became the current affair. So protesters were starting to talk about it all around. And then Ramadan comes in. Ramadan is the holy month for Muslims, and people get together in Ramadan. So they start talking about it. And what happened near the end of Ramadan was the it's an escalation that happened by the Israeli soldiers that actually marched into Al-Aqsa Mosque against these guys that were verbally protesting against what's happening in their villages. The court ordered ethnic cleansing of what's going to happen to them. And that's when it all started seeing it. That's why we went out and marched on the 15th of May in Aotearoa Square, and an attack on Gaza started at the same time. And that kind of brings us, we were out leading the marches and calling on the New Zealand government to call out Israel, stop the attacks against civilians, respect the international law, and stop the ethnic cleansing. Stop apartheid tactics that are happening around moving people out of their homes that they've lived in for the last 70 years. There was calls by PSNA, Palestine Solidarity Network, Aotearoa, to expel the Israeli ambassador. There was an attempt by the Green Party to the New Zealand government to recognize Palestine as a state. And that's also what we call upon in the Palestinian community to actually recognize Palestine as a state.
Do you think when it comes to creating traction with movements like this, obviously we saw quite a few protests take place earlier this year. Do you feel like movements like this go through sort of roller coasters of traction when it comes to media attention and public attention?
To be honest, you see the roller coaster, and that's part of why we'll come to it. That's why part of why we formed a group called Palestinian Youth Aotearoa. And talking to the people back home in Palestine, or even watching the news or going on social media, you'll just see that the roller coaster of people's engagement or people's interest in it, or their news interest into the cause, is not what really happens there. That these people are in constant fights for their freedom, fights for their basic human rights. That's the reality. You could be detained at any time, just on administrative detention, just because they felt like it. You don't have to be given any reason to be put in jail for 6 months. And as a result of that, with everything that was happening, we decided to form a group called Palestinian Youth Aotearoa. And one of the impacts that we did was we actually did a candlelight vigil for the fallen children of Gaza. So we organized that candlelight vigil on the 22nd of May. We took it out to Aotearoa Square, and we put it out. I was like, okay, there's a rally happening. We're asking, there's certain demands, but we want everybody to just remember there's kids, there's 70 odd kids that have fallen as a result of this last attack on Gaza. And these kids are not numbers.
Obviously, you've mentioned the Palestinian Youth Arsenal. Could you talk a little bit about how the group was formed, how recent it's come about, what numbers of people are involved, what sort of work you do?
Palestinian Youth Aotearoa has got the backing of the Palestinian community in New Zealand. And the idea around it was, as I say, between the first rally that we went out on the 14th or 15th of May and the second rally on the 22nd of May, we had a look and it's like, we need to have a lasting impact. You need to do something different. And that's why we decided to form it. So we focused on children. We went and we're going to go and actually show that these kids are not numbers. And that's why we had the vigil. And then after that, we started looking at how much, like the vigil has actually gone viral. About 25 different news agencies around the world have shared the photos from small Auckland here. So part of the stuff that we actually wanted to do is we want to change the narrative about it. We want to re-own our narrative. We want to be able to celebrate Palestinian culture. We want to celebrate Palestinian youth. And we want to celebrate the Palestinian identity. We want to raise awareness of Palestinian human rights. We want to teach people what's happening there, but at the same time, we want to teach people the culture and the beauty of what Palestine can bring. It's not only what you see on the news.
So this group is made up of young Palestinians living here in Auckland or right across New Zealand?
Well, we've got support from right across New Zealand, but it's not only young Palestinians. It's an inclusive group that's got anybody that's interested in learning about Palestinian culture, Palestinian history, Palestinian heritage. They're more than welcome to join.
You'll now hear both Robin and Fathi speak about the screening of the documentary Mir. I began by asking Robin to explain how the idea to screen this film in Auckland came to be.
Early in the year, I heard about this documentary Mir by the filmmaker David Osit. He's US-based, but had spent some time in Palestine in the West Bank. And he had been speaking on a podcast about the character that this film follows, Musa Hadid, who's the mayor of Ramallah, which is the biggest Palestinian city or the biggest city in the West Bank. And I think it's important to note that Ramallah is part of what's called Area A, which is where they have within the spectrum of the West Bank or under occupation, they have the greatest amount of freedom from Israeli intervention. But it's important to see through this film how little that actually is. I personally heard about this film and I thought it would be a great opportunity to screen that in Auckland and to, you know, raise the issue of the Palestinian struggle, raise some money and get involved with other people that care about this issue. So I personally am involved in a group called Tamaki Loves Palestine. So that's just a group of, four people who share the same interest. And we were introduced through a Palestinian friend to the Palestinian Youth Aotearoa group. And we decided to work together on this event. And yeah, we're really excited to have people come along to see the film. There will be a raffle. So we've got a lot of really awesome local businesses supporting the raffle with really generous donations. So we really encourage people, if they haven't heard about it already, head to pya.org.nz. That's PYA's website. You can see everything on there about what the movie's about, how to buy movie tickets, as well as those raffle tickets, which are available to people even if they can't make it to the film. But the film is being screened at the Capitol Cinema in Balmoral at 5:30 on Sunday. So a little bit of an early evening, you can go out and get some dumplings after.
This event is taking place on Sunday with your raffle, and you're hoping that people will be able to view the film and have a better understanding of part of Palestinian life in the West Bank. What else do you hope to come out of the event? What is the ultimate goal to having people come along and participate in the event on Sunday?
We want a free Palestine, right? And I guess from the Tamaki Loves Palestine perspective, we really want to bring in new people that might not know much about the issue or maybe see the headlines and might think, oh, you know, Hamas is firing rockets and Israel has a right to defend itself. We want people to start questioning that kind of hegemonic media narrative, if I could put it that way. But it's not an aggressive or really particularly depressing documentary. It's actually just a bit of a slice of life following this quite charming and funny man in his struggle to run a city when he doesn't have the infrastructure because of the occupation. So it's a bit of an easy entry, I think, for people to just get a bit of a sense and really sit in what it's like to live in Ramallah in particular. But we hope that people will, from there, be a little bit more open-minded to the struggles that Palestinian people are facing.
Yeah, from Palestinians, the reason we actually supported the screening of the movie is this movie is one of them that changes the narrative. So this will raise awareness. It will attract different people that may have different interest levels at the Palestinian cause. And it will talk about something else that not a lot of people expect when they're going to a Palestinian movie.
That was Palestinian Youth Aotearoa's Fathih Hasnaya and Tamaki Loves Palestine's Robin Wilson-Whiting speaking about the event their groups are holding this Sunday. If you're interested in heading along, Mayor will be screened at the Capitol in Balmoral on Sunday the 15th of August at 5:30pm. That's this Sunday. Head to www.pya.org.nz to buy tickets. General admission tickets cost $20 and raffle tickets cost $10.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.